pages.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Kiwi music show that streams every Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time here on kiwiradio.nz, simulcast on upfm.co.nz. We have two guests for you today, back to back, so let's just get started. First up, we have Miss Mia on the phone. Welcome. How are you?
Hello. I am good. I am just fighting off a cold, but pretty good. How are you?
I'm actually doing the same thing. I've been, you know, when you've got the man flu and you feel like it's all over, I'm riding my wheel and everything. So I'm surprised I'm turning up today, and the video is off as well, so, on purpose. So, yeah. So, yeah. How are you feeling? You're right. Have you had it for a while?
No, I mean, it's not too bad. I'm just in denial if I've actually got something. Like, I feel like I'm a bit tired. Maybe I've got something, but no, I think, yeah, I'm still fighting it off. It's, yeah, I don't know what man flu is like, but I don't think it's that level anyway.
Well, usually a good Panadol fixes things, but I don't have any today. So, but anyways, we'll get through it. Welcome back to the show. You've been making some great art, both music as well as music videos. We're here to talk to you about two songs in particular. So let's get started with the showcase. You've got a brand new song called This Game, accompanied by a music video which has you dancing with this sort of male figure and things like that. I'm trying to figure out what the choreography means, but maybe you can enlighten us.
Well, I guess the choreography is supposed to, well, show, I guess, a little bit the lyrics of the song and the meaning of the song. And it's essentially the game that two people who are sort of dating, you know, the initial stages of dating, are playing with each other, like mostly the mind games and the power play between them, like the push and pull. And that's sort of what it's trying to reflect. And I think there is a scene in the music video where, you know, we've got like a rope and we're like tugging at each other. And that sort of kind of, yeah, that's, I guess that scene probably captures the intent and the emotions of the song most. That push and pull between the two.
Now, you should definitely go check out the music video. So we'll play the brand new song. When was it released?
That was released on the 22nd of September, so just over a month now. Yeah.
Nice, nice. And how does it feel to have that song out in the world? Do you feel vulnerable?
It feels so good, actually, because it's been in the works for a long time, and especially the music video, a lot of love and work went into that. You know, a lot of people were involved in the creation of that. So, it's just so good to actually have that out in the world now. Yeah, feels good.
Nice. Well, congratulations. Here's the first track. You're listening to Kiwi Radio with Miss Mia.
So you want to play with this in my first rodeo? When I get you alone, you'll be begging for more. Won't be able to let me go. Oh, let's play. Game. I don't like to lose, baby. You don't know who you're up against. Let's play this game. You won't win, I won't win. Nobody can win in this game. Let's play. Love is a losing game. could get hurt. This has gone on too far. This is getting dangerous. Someone could get hurt. This has gone on too far, but there's no turning back.
Tuned into Kiwi Radio. Hello to all our listeners over there in America. We also have people listening in from Portugal and New Zealand right now. So that was Miss Mia. You can check out her music at missmia.bandcamp.com. That's M-S-M-I-A. She's a Filipina singer-songwriter based here in Tamaki Makaurau, and we're chatting to her now. So that's really cool. Great music. It's actually fun seeing you evolve musically and things like that. What's your songwriting schedule like at the moment?
Oh, right now it's sort of like, as it comes, I'll write a note in my notes. I'm not like actively songwriting at the moment just because I've been so busy with other stuff, I suppose.
Fair enough.
I mean, I'm always sort of songwriting, but like not like, yeah, I haven't sat down at a piano or an instrument in the last week or so. But I am back in the studio next week, I
Ooh.
Think, to get a couple of demos down for the upcoming EP, which is going to be next year. So yeah, just starting to do some work on a couple more songs for that. For my first EP, which I'm excited for.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How many songs are we expecting?
That's what's on the works. It will be a 5-track
nice.
EP. And actually this game is, going to be one of the songs on there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's sort of the first song from that EP. So, yeah, excited for that. Just being, I suppose, focused on getting that finished and so that's sort of the focus at the moment, but there's always a bunch of songs in my either in my voice memos or in my notes, all of them untitled either, so if I'm like, oh, what was that song that I wrote a while back, and then I have to look through the it's like, oh, is it voice memo 132? But I was like, wait, no, not that one.
I was going to ask you, what's the weirdest working title that you've put on your memos?
Oh, that's the thing. I don't actually, it's so messy that I don't really title them unless it's, it'll be like an early song title maybe. And it'll be just like the first lyric or something and then it will change. But yeah, normally it's just like, voice memo.
Yeah, for sure.
Something. Yeah.
I mean, my voice memos look like this. Basically, like, I get like a full song in my dream, like all instrumentation and everything. And I try to record it at like 3 a.m. and it just sounds like helium balloons. It's like, oh, that, ooh. Yeah. So there we go. Maybe your voice memos have better quality. Hello to Nitin and Craig listening in at the moment. How are you all doing? Well, we've got one more song, and we've also got Marmalade coming up on the second half of the show. Let's get cracking straight into the next one called Strange Life. Tell us about this number.
This one was my first single, and I released it earlier this year. It's quite special to me in that it's my first single, and I was, in writing it, I was sort of reflecting back on, the life I used to lead, like, as you know, in my, I suppose, younger years, where I was traveling a lot, there's not really a care in the world, and just that free feeling when you don't have that many responsibilities, and sort of reflecting back on that, and but then also realizing that, you know, you are still the same person, but just in a different season of your life. So that's sort of what this one is about.
Deep. Speaking of travel stories, what's the most interesting place you've been to around the world?
I guess the most, I suppose, fun, or the one that has stayed with me the most, is probably staying in Granada, which is in like Andalusia, southern Spain. And I stayed there for a bit of time, maybe, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks. Or I've been there a few times. And I don't know, I just like the whole feel of it. Like, they had like flamenco music, and I think at the time I was reading The Alchemist, and I was like, oh, I'm following the footsteps of this I don't know if you've read the book, but like, there's this boy who goes through Andalusia, and he's like a shepherd, and he follows his goes in search of his treasure, basically, and it's the story of that. And I was like, oh, maybe I should follow in those footsteps. I felt like that anyway. And he goes over to Morocco and stuff. I never made it to Morocco from there, but like, it's one of those things. I was like, oh, maybe I should have done it. It's when, you know, you hear the saying that it's the things that you didn't do that you you regret. And that's one of those things. I'm like, oh, I wish I had gone to Morocco from, I don't know where I was. So I wasn't in Granada, but like somewhere in southern Spain. And I wish I'd taken that ferry to Morocco, because, you know, when is that chance going to come up again? I don't know. It's not going to be this year for sure.
Well, you never know what opportunities arise in the future.
Yeah.
You could win lotto next week for all we know.
I could.
Yeah, for sure. I realize, like, winning lotto is like 1 in 32 million. It's really depressing.
Yeah.
I think the most I've won is $20. You?
Probably that much as well.
My most interesting travel story was Egypt, because there's no such thing as health and safety. Like, I went to a hotel and there was no door on the elevator. So there you go. That kind of thing. That's probably one of the most scariest things I've ever done, is I actually lost my passport in an Egyptian airport and no one knew English. I actually ended up walking into like this random call center asking if anyone could speak English. It was really funny, actually. Again, like, no security. No. You could just walk in. Love Egypt. Yep.
I would love to go there. Yeah.
We look forward to seeing hearing your new EP. For those that want to check out Miss Mia, msmia.bandcamp.com. You can support the artist directly there with the two singles, and I've definitely given it a follow, so I'll get a little alert when the new EP comes out. We'll play the song. Thank you so much for coming back into the show. We always love playing your music, and we hope you stay cool, stay creative. Thanks, Miss Mia.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, cool. And take it easy with that cold there. I hope you get better soon.
You too.
This is it. Lovely singer-songwriter there.
Looking for my
Kiwi Radio. Myself,
though I know she wasn't perfect, she had a certain presence, growing like a blooming flower. Light in her eyes, curious mind, furious fire in her soul. Ready, 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 oh, ready, ready, ready for life. Strange life, it can dim the brightest light. I'm searching. she's in here somewhere. Names and places I've forgotten, but the feelings I remember. Life, strange life, oh. I've been on many stages, now I feel the seasons changing. Many times I've been astray in this maze.
Tuned into Kiwi Radio here for our weekly New Zealand music showcase, and that is Miss Mia with a track called Strange Life. Up next, we actually have one of the most exciting Kiwi bands to come out in quite some time. Liam is the guitarist from the band called Marmalade. Well, they're actually on tour at the moment with the Awkward Tour. So we've got two songs to showcase for you today. If you want to check them out live while they're doing that tour, head over to undertheradar.co.nz and search Marmalade. But anyways, welcome to the show, Liam. How you doing, mate? How you doing? Hello? Hello, Liam. Nope. I guess we don't have the artist there. What I'll do is I'll restart my phone, because that's usually what happens with that. So we'll get straight back to that artist. But first, seeing as though we're Kiwi music, let's play a little bit of Monk Seals, who have been in the show recently. Track is called Dive. Kiwi Radio. We'll be back with Marmalade.
Yeah.
Hello, Liam. Welcome to Kiwi Radio. We got you that time.
Hey, Ralph. Hey, thanks for having me.
No worries, man. I feel like VIP right now because I've managed to interview 3 out of the 5 band members now on this show. But Liam, you are the lead guitarist. You're also on tour at the moment. How's it all going?
Correct. Yeah. Well, we had our first show at Big Fan last week on Thursday night, which was awesome. I've got 2 shows coming up, one at Ahitau in Waiheke Island, and then another one in Wellington. So that's going to be a lot of fun flying down to Wellington. So the Waiheke show is on the 3rd of November, and then the Wellington show is on the 17th. So, yeah, really, really looking forward to playing those shows.
Nice. Well, it's great to have you here, and it's awesome that the band is getting out, reaching different audiences, and we hope to do the same thing here on this podcast. You'll be able to download this later at kiwiradio.nz. Say hello to Australia, Portugal, USA, and New Zealand. We've got 20 unique listeners. We're pretty, you know.
Love that. Hello from all over the world, people.
That's the beauty about the internet, eh? We've developed a bit of a niche. I reckon they're all expats, but there we go. What do I know? tell us from a lead guitarist point of view, is the band treating you well? Have you got good perks?
Yeah. Absolutely. I feel like we're all a team, so we're just as valued as each other, and I think that's what's kind of really, really cool about what we do. I just love being a part of a group that, you know, like, values each other, and being lead guitarist is great. I love to do my little solos and get a little bit of me time on stage, which is quite fun. it's definitely treats me well. Definitely enjoying it a lot.
Nice. Well, thanks, brother, for coming to the show. Also, congratulations on being the face of today's Kiwi Hits YouTube playlist there of the biggest and current hits from our local talent. And sure enough, Marmalade is on the cover of that. I think good looking bunch of musicians there. That's probably why.
Oh, definitely.
Easy on the eye. So let's get started. I try not to flirt with too many guests. My wife would not have it. But anyway, let's get straight to the first single, Bright. I'm really loving the song. It's so feel good. Has it been a progression getting this out? Has it been sitting for a while? Because it feels like it's so well curated, you know?
Yeah, so we released Bright a bit earlier this year, I think. I think it was probably April or May, I believe. So we released it then, and it was definitely a progression. It just went from Jim playing, like, I guess the basics of the song. Jim's the lead singer. She wrote the lyrics and pretty much created the song. And then it was just kind of the basics, and she showed it to us. And then I guess over time, everyone kind of had their creative input into the song, and yeah, it's created what it is today. Which honestly, I really love it. It's a really cool feel good song, and I think it's just a it's overall quite a bit of a jam. I love playing it too. It's one of my favorite Marmalade songs.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's play it here, and then we'll get straight to the next song, which is brand new. You tuned into Kiwi Radio. This is Bright, and Marmalade have got a brand new song called Awkward up next.
When every road sign screams to stop, but I got no time in my mind. Will I ever make it, or will I have to fake it until I break? Will I have to break it? Will I end up hating it when I'm brave? Maybe I should buy a paddling pool. Do you think my friends would think I was cool? Or should I break some rules? Maybe I'd be less of a
tuned into Kiwi Radio. That is the stunning band called Marmalade here from New Zealand. Liam is on the phone. Oh, so catchy. So good. Who's your favorite guitarist, man?
Oh, that's like asking someone who their favorite band is and what their favorite song is. It's just impossible. It's just honestly, probably one of my favorite guitarists at the moment is Tom Misch.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love his stuff, and he has some really, really awesome music with UCF Days, and he's just an incredible drummer. And yeah, honestly, I love them, and like him and John Mayer, probably top two.
Oh, for sure. Love beautiful some John guitar. Mayer. He's so talented. Yeah.
honestly, extremely talented. Really, really cool guitarist. Really nice guy. Well, from what I can see.
For sure, for sure. Well, you guys are nice guys and girls.
I'd like to think so.
After every show, do you get to meet many people? Do you disappear in the backstage?
Yeah. I mean, normally we try to, depending on the shows, we on Thursday, there was quite a few people that we knew there, so we just kind of go out and chat to them and things. And depending on how tired we all are, especially if, because I work at 9 to 5 as well, so sometimes, if we did a show in like Wellington and would be up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, catching the plane down, working all day, then going and doing a show. And then after that, sometimes the last thing you want to do is talk to people. You're like, oh my gosh, I just want my bed.
fair enough. Yeah, that's always the case, hey? Just juggling the two hats.
Yeah,
sometimes that creates some of the most best art because, you know, there's some real struggle underneath it. Not that you're...
The struggle is real.
Yeah, the struggle is real. Well... We are going to the next song now. I have to admit, I watched the music video. It really is quite awkward. so, well played.
Well done, then.
With Jem and Cohen there, just, I don't know, I feel like they're just super-duper awkward, the definition of awkward. but the song's cool. It's taken a turn because... Actually, I've listened to it, and it's got two vocalists on this song, and Cohen jumps in, sings some lyrics, and
indeed,
and Jem as well. So I think that's really cool because I don't know. I feel like a nice duet. Sounds lovely. But when was this recorded? Where did you guys record this?
Ooh, so drums were recorded like middle of last year. We've held on to it for quite a while, and then it was honestly just a slow process of getting everything together, and then finding time where everyone was ready to record and things, and we'd kind of worked on all the parts and stuff. But you know, it didn't take too long when we kind of set our mind saying like, oh, we need to have recording some by this day and this day and this day. It only took like probably a few months of the whole entire process, but in general, the whole thing's been going on for about a year now. So, honestly, at points I have no idea what's going on because it is so much going on. I'm like, oh, we did that, but that was then, and then, oh my gosh, my brain's confused.
Yeah. Well, you guys are awesome songwriters. How do you know when a jam is sort of progressing, and do you get little spiderweb senses or?
Yeah, I mean, I think, that's also a bit of a hard one because, I mean, there's definitely songs that we like and then at the time we think they're amazing, and then sometimes we'll play them and be like, actually, nah, we're not as much of a fan of that one. I think that's just also progressing as a musician, I think, especially mm-hmm. being together for like 2 years now. We had some that we don't play anymore and we've pretty much kind of forgotten about that we wrote at the start because I guess as you progress you make better songs that I guess relate to you more at the time, but there's some songs that you will always that you always play and always love. Like example, we've got one called Fine Worth. It's on our YouTube channel as well, and it's just a real beautiful song, and that's kind of how we marked the start of Marmalade is that song. I remember I came up with the intro guitar part when I was at uni. I sent that across to Jem, and then she had a muck around with it. And then came one of our, like, yeah, I think one of our favorite songs that we've definitely stuck with since the beginning of the band. So, yeah, I think it just really comes down to the time and as we progress as musicians. Sorry, I went off on a little bit of a tangent there.
Yeah, we love a good tangent here on the podcast because we're a storytelling podcast. Yep.
Awesome.
I'm basically awesome. Like an old man. Love listening to stories, you know. It's surprising the amount of characters you get, you know. Some people are like really talkative and then some people are like really shy. I think you're in the sort of middle, which is good. Relaxing but slightly awkward, but you know, I guess that's your jam there.
I'm trying to promote the song.
Nice. Well, I'm sure you want a bit of rest. You are, of course, on the Awkward Tour at the moment. So be sure to check them out, everyone. They're hitting the main centres, and you can find them on Instagram.com/its_marmalade, ITS_marmalade. That's where I kind of follow you and check out what you've been up to. But, Liam, thank you so much for being on the show. I really like your band, so all the best. Stay cool. Stay creative. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
No worries. Thanks so much for having me, Ralph. Really appreciate it.
No worries. And this is the brand new song from Marmalade called Awkward. You tuned into KiwiRadio.nz, simulcast on UpFM. Feeling cold inside my brain. Oh, I sent you a message asking if you felt the same. I don't know if I'm hungover or just over it all. Am I kind of awkward, or do you just hate my smile? Does that mean you'll only be here for a little while? I don't know if I was sober when I asked you over. Who's that boy who came around the other night? Oh, I thought he was handsome and awfully polite. Maybe you should have him round again. How come I don't meet your friend? I was sitting by myself. The things I felt were just my extroverted self. How do I tell you without telling you directly that you're not what I was expecting? That you're not what I was expecting. You're tuned to Kiwi Radio. Check him out on tour, Marmalade. Awkward Tour, and the song is called Awkward. Tickets at undertheradar.co.nz. I'm going to keep the show short and sweet today. I need to recover a little bit, but we'll be back next week, same time, same channel, 7 p.m. with some amazing guests. Coming up on the show, we got Jill, Tessinate, Third Junction, Bird Machine, Keb Hart, Dylan Story, and many, many more. Delay will be joining us in late November, but we've got every week guests for you. New Zealand music to showcase. some fabulous tunes here down under New Zealand. Yep, that is it. Thank you to everyone joining us. Let's have a look. Thanks, Craig and Nitin. We got Australia listening in, America as well, New Zealand as well. Good vibes. Well, see you next week. Enjoy the rest of your week and have a good day. Bye.